one of the president's fights over subpoenas. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's the battle involving a former White House counsel. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Lisa, a D.C. federal judge has issued a temporary stay on a ruling ordering Don McGahn to appear before congressional committees conducting the impeachment inquiry, saying she needs more time to consider legal issues raised by the Justice Department. McGahn's lawyers had been moving to appeal the decision. The White House argues current and former administration officials are immune from compelled testimony. The House Judiciary Committee once asked McGahn about possible obstruction of justice claims stemming from the Russia probe. Lisa.
Thanks, Rachel. Former movie producer Harvey Weinstein losing a round in court. A New York judge just denying multiple defense motions, including an effort to dismiss sexual assault charges. Jury selection in that case is scheduled for January 6th. Two big storms moving across the country just as holiday travelers try to make their move. The weather causing some road closures and disrupting flights in some areas. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is live in L.A.
Lisa, the storm that caused flight cancellations out of Denver earlier this week is on the move.
Today is now moving up through the Great Lakes with heavy snow across portions of Wisconsin and Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and high winds continuing across the Midwest and Great Lakes. They'll be moving into the east today.
Greg Carvin's the chief of forecast operations for National Weather Service Forecast Prediction Centers. He says the other more powerful storm causing heavy snow and rain in California and Oregon will then move east as well.
Travel, which should be strongly discouraged, especially over the higher passes of the west. Things will not improve there anytime soon.
And over the weekend, it moves into the northern plains and upper Great Lakes, Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. Right now, more than 2,000 flights delayed or canceled across the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more, because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's number one recommended by dermatologists. Now, Dove, get more from your beauty bar.
State security for a Turkey Day tradition in New York.
NYPD officials say there are no credible threats at this time, and they'll use the thousands of armed officers along with bomb-sniffing dogs and other things to make sure the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade goes off without safety issues. As for the balloons, NYPD Chief of Patrol Rodney Harrison says they'll use technology to keep up with wind speeds on the parade route.
The balloons could actually go up to 55 feet in height. But if it comes to a situation where there's some public safety, we will bring them down to 10 feet.
Several people were injured by a balloon years ago, and rules now require lower altitudes or full removal if sustained winds exceed 23 miles an hour and gusts exceed 34 miles an hour.
At the end of the day, public safety is paramount, and we want everybody to enjoy the event.
In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Organizers are preparing for the possibility of having to ground the balloons because of strong winds in the forecast. Meantime, just getting word of a man in Brooklyn, New York, accused of trying to provide material support to ISIS since April of this year. Zachary Clark is under arrest. One man has something very specific to be thankful for in New Hampshire.
Bill Jagir lost the wedding band during a trip on Mount Hancock and reached out to hiking groups to track it down. Fellow hiker Tom Gatley responded, walking the 10-mile loop trail with Jagir and a metal detector. Retracing his steps, Jagir thought the most likely spot where it fell off was at a lookout where he changed gloves. And he was right. Gatley's detector started beeping in that spot, and there it was in the snow. Jagir has his ring back, a ring he has worn for 3 years. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
The U.S. economy growing at a moderate rate over the summer, 2.1%, slightly faster than first estimated. And there are some positive reports on consumer spending and orders to U.S. factories, both rising. Stocks have been barely budging. Right now they are turning higher, though. The Dow's up 20 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's Liberty HealthShare.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And a happy Wednesday. It's Pat Casal. I'm filling in for Mr. Wall, who's taking a well-deserved holiday weekend to enjoy his family. He's probably in Kansas City hoping his Chiefs will win this weekend as well. So my name is Pat Casal. As usual, I've hit the fill in for my good friend Kevin Wall, and he wanted me to tell you and give you the warmest and happiest of Thanksgivings. And don't forget to tell those you love them. You know, We have so much to talk about, and I mean, 2 hours, it just seems like it's a snap. It's going a lot of things going on in the world. I mean, between they're going to next week, they're going to have more. Nadler's going to start stepping up his impeachment probe again. They don't know who they're going to discuss it with. They don't know what witnesses they're going to bring in. That's to be determined later. But when you look at what's going on, Quinnipiac just came out with a new poll, and Elizabeth Warren is falling like a bird out of the sky. Her numbers are dropping. And a few weeks ago, I was doing a debate, so to speak, with the attorney, Michael Avenatti. And I had said then, the person I think that presents the best shot to come out of the Democratic side would be Mayor Pete. Now, Mayor Pete became famous in my mind with Rush Limbaugh. He had said that he thought Mayor Pete was the guy to look out for. And I thought, at that point, he was crazy. But right now, when you look at where everybody else is going and you look at where Joe Biden is just steady at 24, which really isn't an impressive number. And the only reason he's where he's at is because he's the old guard and he's established for many years. And I believe he is in a situation right now where they can't beat him because they're just not good enough. You know, Liz Warren wanted to run on Medicare for all socialism specifically, along with Bernie. And her coming out talking about the Medicare for all plan and the cost has plummeted her dramatically. I mean, she has become nonsensical. The question I have is, when will some of the other nonsensical candidates step aside? Like Kamala Harris, who's running at about a 3% number. She should just quit. Booker, gone. You know, the reason that people are throwing their hat in the ring is how bad the Democrats really are at looking at 2020 elections. And I really believe, I firmly believe what's happened over the course of the last 6 months with the impeachment probes and everything else that the Democrats are trying to do, they're proving one thing for certain, that all the poll numbers showing that the Democrats are going to slaughter Trump in the election are not true. They're panicked. They know they're in trouble. And I have reasons to believe why it's a fact, and I'll get into that further momentarily. But Bernie's plan does not work. The average American understands the cost of socialism is not what the United States is ready to pay. You know, you just can't go that route. And when you're talking about raising taxes, again, we have Democrats running on a platform of raising taxes, job loss. This is a fact. I mean, she came out and said at least 3 million jobs will be lost. It's more like 8 million. Then when you talk about her $5.4 trillion proposal for health insurance on an annual basis, it's really more like 11, 12 billion, but let's use the 5.4, which is about 150% of the current federal budget. Where does the money come from? Oh, we're going to tax the rich. We're going to put in a payroll tax of about 42 to 48%. Are you kidding? Now listen, this is where the rubber meets the road, and the American people are looking at things differently. See, I made a bet with somebody, and I believe that Donald Trump will end up at about 35 to 38%, and I use 35 as the number, of the black vote support because they are smarter than the Democrats give them credit for. They look at one major component, work. They're working. They're feeling stable. And when you look at what the president did and what the investigation into Ukraine is, I don't believe the president once was looking forward to getting dirt on Biden as a candidate who's running against him for president. He was looking at what happened in 2016. Let's prevent this from happening in the future. Because if you remember correctly, he called out prior to the election that they felt there was something going on, the Russian intervention, whatever. And the president at the time, Obama, said, oh, that's not, you know, relax. You're just crying on, you're crying in your cereal. Well, it turned out to be reality. And who's really crying? The Democrats are crying now. And that's really the problem. I mean, they don't want the truth to be out. I read the excerpts, and when you read the transcript of the president's conversation with Zelensky, the reality is this. It's all based on interpretation. You want to spin it any way you can. Now I understand with Bill O'Reilly's no spin zone. They spin everything he said. You really think the president of the United States would release a transcript if it was going to incriminate him in any way? I mean, it makes no sense. I don't. Some of his verbiage, like, you know, it was a perfect call. You know, all that stuff is ridiculous. Sometimes he overdoes it. But at the same time, he's done a hell of a job. And he doesn't believe the United States of America should consistently be paying for everybody else's problems around the world when we have our own problems in the United States. When you have homelessness in the United States in certain states going crazy, people are starving in the United States. That's crazy. It shouldn't happen. People don't have shelter. Now, forget the homelessness. I'm talking shelter. A place to be safe. This is a problem, and it shouldn't exist in our country. Yet we worry about all these other countries. We want to throw money at them. In Trump's proposal, the president said, hey, you know what? You need to pay your fair share. Makes sense. Absolute sense. If you had $1,000 to your name, your rent's coming up and it's $800, and that other $200 is going to help you get through the month, would you send that $1,000 to somebody overseas because they were going to be homeless? And if you did, what happens to you? What happens to your family? And this gets to my main point. Americans are, not everybody aspires to be billionaires or even millionaires for that matter. What Americans want, like most people want, they want jingle in their pocket. They want security. They have a dollar in their pocket. They want a job, a stable job. They want food on the table, very important. They want a roof over their head, and they want clothing on their back. They want to be able to provide for their families. That's what every family wants in the United States of America and around the world. If you look around the world, that's all everybody wants. They want security. They don't necessarily need hundreds of thousands of dollars to live on. They just want to be able to say, you know what, I could put a couple bucks aside. You know, I need a car every 5 to 7 years. I'll buy the car. I want to make sure I have a little nest egg set aside. What have the Democrats really done? They passed the health care bill unanimously without any Republican support, where rates have gone up 400%. In fact, 6 months ago, they announced that health care in the United States is now running about $20,000 for the average family. Now, imagine if we could cut that cost by 30, 40%. That's $6,000 to $8,000 of income thrown back into a consumer's pocket. That would stabilize the economy even greater. You wonder why the stock market's doing well. Not everybody's investing in the stock market, but if you have a job where they have a pension plan, you have a chance to put some money aside and let it grow for retirement. This is what the American dream is all about. Having security, jingling in your pocket. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. We want to give thanks and praise to God and to our loved ones to say, hey, you know what? We're going to have a beautiful meal together. And that's what I love about Thanksgiving. It's about the meal. You have a big turkey. You celebrate the pilgrims. You celebrate the United States. You celebrate your family. You have Thanksgiving meal. You break bread with those you love. It's a wonderful experience. You give thanks. Thanksgiving. That's the American dream. That's the American way. And that's the problem with the Democratic platform. They want you to believe they have to give you and tell you how to live, sleep, and drink. Whatever they give you, they'll tell you is the only way you can survive. That isn't reality, ladies and gentlemen. What reality is you want to work. This young lady I'm working with right now, all she wants to do is make a couple bucks, her husband make a few bucks. They want a stable life. They'd like to have a family. Why? That's the American dream, buy a home. I don't think she's looking to buy a $1 million home. She wants to buy something that's practical. She wants to be able to afford it. That's the American dream. And you know what Donald Trump has done? He's preserved that dream again. He's taken $2.9 trillion off the table of regulations. That's helped people get more money. My name is Pat Casal. We're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to Live and Local now. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. The phone lines here are 844-263-8232. That's 1-844-2-NEVADA. And I want you to give me a call. I'd like to know what you think about all this. But again, remember, jingle in the pocket. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people. But these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now we've made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. The best part? We do not prescribe drugs or any addictive painkillers. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Take advantage of our November special. All Kevin Wall listeners will receive half-price treatments. Call us now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casal and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, From skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums, laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back. Another segment. You know, it's interesting. Donald Trump, Make America Great, gets a lot of crap from a lot of stupid people. Do you remember the time in the United States where made in the United States, made in America, was the key to buying a product? All Donald Trump wants, the Trump initiative, is to make America great, have jobs in America, buy America. That's what it's all about. And you know what? Has he done a great job? Look at the economy. Look at where China has gone, and look where we have gone. We've passed China economically. Why? Because of good old-fashioned principles and letting other people pay their fair share. Everybody gave you a line of crap. Oh, my God, you can't put on tariffs. It's going to destroy our economy. Our economy is soaring. You got to wake up and smell the coffee. The reason that Donald Trump will get reelected is not only do they have bad candidates on the Democratic side, but the economy is roaring. Jobs are plentiful. Bank of America is now paying $20 an hour to start. Being a bank teller, you make $20 an hour, which is $40,000 with benefits. Wake up, man. That's what it's all about, having money in your pocket, food on the table, which is security. You can take care of your family. This is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. The number here to call is 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Love to hear from you. We go to the call. Number one, we got JD. Hey, JD, how are you, buddy? You're there. Hold on, JD. Wait one sec. Lost JD. All right, JD, call back. We'll get you back up. We're sorry about that. But, you know, here's what it really comes down to. The ideology of the United States of America, the basic principle of capitalism, is the ability to work and earn a living and thrive, be successful. You go to these countries like for example, Cuba. They live under the thumb of the government. They're told what to do and how to do it. We hear about how great their healthcare system is. How do you define great? What is defined by being great? Then you hear about other stories like, you know, free education, free college. Do you realize in a communist country, only a handful of people get to go to college, an elite type of college? Basically, what they do is they give you aptitude tests and they put you where they believe you belong. That's not the way the American dream has worked. I remember as a kid growing up watching TV or my mother and father telling me, hey, you know what? You could grow up and be president someday. That's not a far-fetched idea. Look how far we have come. You have a man, a gay man running for president in the United States of America. You don't think we've come a long way? We have women running for president. We have people of color running for president. We have people who are Hispanic running for president. These are wonderful opportunities. This just proves how great our nation is. The problem is the platform they're running on is not our ideology. JD, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can, sir.
Well, it's good to have you in control of the microphone today as opposed to listening to unverified reports about our fighting men assassinating people and not having any verification of it.
That was the argument. You darn well knew what my argument was about. I had no problem. I clearly said it. If that were the case, if they committed the murder, they should be hung out to dry. There's no question about it. If you murdered somebody, you cut off their head if they're a prisoner. But that's not the case. And that was where the argument went sideways. And really, what I thought to myself, what happened with Gallagher and the president was right. The president felt, you know what? I'm gonna give him a pardon. That's my presidential right to do. And, you know, reinstate him, and he's going to retire. End of story.
Yeah, and it's a shame that, you know, we have to listen to drivel that disputes, you know, the ability to have that ability to do that. And it's amazing. Anything the man does. Now they have transposed the criticism to his wife. For those ignoramuses in Baltimore to boo his wife for 5 minutes, trying to help those people in Baltimore with their opioid crisis, it shows the insanity of these ignorant people.
You're living in a time warp. You have people on one side that are too damn blind and too damn stupid to look, close their eyes and realize, you know, what's going on is really good. If you just hear some of the positives, you'd realize why we're rising. The reason that Biden is laying at 24% and not getting more of a charge is because he's terrible. But the people beneath him are horrible. Pardon me?
He's a dumbbell.
Absolutely.
And he's just getting worse by the day, and I don't think he's healthy enough to even run nor have the stamina. Just on a side note, I saw President Trump on the plane last night going to Florida with his wife and his son.
Right.
I believe his son is now 14 years old. I think he's an inch taller.
He's 6'5".
Than the president.
He's 6'5".
Already? At 14 years
he's
old?
He's a beast.
Man, I remember on election night, you know.
He was short.
He was just a little guy, and in 3 years, he's grown to 6'5".
Yeah, he's 6'5". He's unbelievable.
That is. I was shocked that I saw that.
I'm waiting for them. The Democrats are going to come out and say he's on steroids next. You watch.
Now, you know, going back to the First Lady, don't you think by criticizing her, the media and what have you, she's not been on any shows, she's not been on any magazines, and then booing her. Don't you think if it was a Democrat, they'd say, oh, and that's transferring the bullying-ness and bad feelings towards her son. How does the son feel when his mother is being treated that way?
Well, the irony here is, you know, the First Lady, is her most important responsibility in her mind is raising her son. And you know what? What the press has allowed her to do is to be a mom first, instead of being the mom of the country like she could be. We have a lot of ignorant people out there, and it's sad. She's a wonderful person. I've had the pleasure to meet her and respect her. And you know what's really interesting? When you talk to the Secret Service, and I have on numerous occasions, and they have utmost respect for the White House and the current leader we have in the President of the United States. And the reasons are simple. He does a good job. He respects these people. And, you know, when it comes down to the military, yeah, you have some people on one side saying, oh, what he's doing is wrong, and there's people on the other side that are saying what he's doing is right. At the end of the day, what he's doing for the United States of America will not be acknowledged for at least a good 20 to 30 years down the line. It depends on how far this country changes one way or the other. But I honestly believe what we're seeing right now is a swirl, and that come 20, we're going to see the White House retained by the president, as well as I believe you're going to see the House go back to the Republican side. He'll have a trifecta and move on. Hey, I got to go to a break. I love you, my friend. I'll have a great Thanksgiving. And
likewise.
You got it. Live and local now, right after this break, we'll pay some bills. Stay tuned.
Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, stocks continue to trend higher today. This following some good news on the economic front. The U.S. economy grew quicker than expected over the summer, that according to revised figures from the Commerce Department. Gross domestic product increased at a 2.1% rate. That's up slightly from the original estimate. More than 55 million Americans are hitting the road this Thanksgiving. The good news? Gas prices are mostly holding steady. AAA puts the nationwide average for a gallon of regular at $2.59. That's up about a nickel from this time last year. Hundreds of airline catering workers arrested after protesting for better wages and more benefits. The demonstrations taking place at more than a dozen airports across the country. The union Unite Here also contributing, helping snarl holiday traffic.
That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump said in his July phone call with Ukraine's president he'd put him in touch with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. He's talking about corruption, Joe Biden, and 2016 election meddling. President Trump says now he did not direct Giuliani to go to Ukraine.
Well, you have to ask that to Rudy, but Rudy, I don't even know. I know he was going to go to Ukraine, and I think he canceled the trip. But, you know, Rudy has other clients other than me.
The president on the O'Reilly update. There are homes damaged in an explosion at a chemical plant in Neches, Texas. Three people working at that plant are injured. TPC group manager Troy Monk says about health concerns in the area.
The most common thing is going to be respiratory type irritation. That's going to be mostly from the smoke, not necessarily from the chemical itself. You have to understand with the plant being on fire, the chemical is actually being consumed as part of the fire.
Homes a half a mile around that plant are ordered evacuated. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines and help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And we're back for another segment. Ace Pat Casal filling in from a good friend, Kevin Wall, who's enjoying a wonderful Thanksgiving. And he definitely said to all his listeners, have a wonderful and happy holiday. You know, it's interesting. We're out here and we're doing what we do. And I want to acknowledge some of the live and local family. There's 790 Talk Now, which is our radio station. This is Talk That Rocks. 98.1 Talk Now in Coachella Valley. If there's 1400 AM KNNR in Reno Sparks. My good friend, Wyatt, up at 1230 AM in Ely. 98.5 KNNT Battle Mountain. There's 101.1 FM in Amargosa Valley. And 98.7 Hawthorne, Nevada. And don't forget our good friends up in Pahrump, KPVM-TV, channel 46.6. You know, without you listening and without your participation, these shows don't have that opportunity to be successful. And you know, with advertising on these shows, they're only using people advertise because of great listeners like yourself. So by all means, support those people who support the station. We appreciate your embracing those sponsors. By the way, if you want to give us a call at 1-844-42-NEVADA, that's 844-263-8232. Voice your opinion. Love to hear about it. You know, you ever wonder why the USMCA hasn't been signed by the Democrats, why it's still laying on Nancy Pelosi's desk? You ever wonder why DACA is laying out there and not getting taken care of? You ever wonder why you don't hear much about what's going on at the border? The Trump administration confronts the migrant crisis. The detention centers right now are clearing out. Where they were averaging 12,000 arrests a week, they're down to 2. The Border Patrol situation is under control. And we kept hearing that Mexico was going to build the wall. Well, they are building the wall. They are paying their share because of their military participation at the border. Hence, the numbers are going down. But we don't hear about that. Why? Because the news media doesn't want to give the president and his administration a victory. And it's ignorance on their behalf. It really is ignorance on their behalf. Because when you consider where we are, what's going on, you want people, you've had people that are left-leaning or radically progressives who believe, and I don't really think they're progressive, they're more regressive, that really believe that we need the economy to tank. I believe that if things were working right and the Democrats and Republicans worked on a bipartisan manner, our country would be rocking and rolling by about 20% better economically. I think the stock market would probably rise to about 35,000. And that's just me, my perception. And all because of one principle, taking care of our own. I don't think the homelessness problem in the United States of America would be as big a problem if we had bipartisanship in Washington. What's happening on the Beltway, what's evident right now, is that there is no such thing as bipartisanship. Everything is partisanship. And unfortunately, the only way for us to see progress in the United States of America is if we can win the House, the Senate, and the White House all being under one umbrella to see what happens. The Democrats were elected in 18 under promises that they were going to make changes and they were going to do stuff. What have they done? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If they lose the House, thank God we'll get rid of Nancy. But if they lose the House and the president is reelected and we pick up a senator seat or two, we have the trifecta, will we see health care changes? I believe we will. When I listen to the Democrats running for president right now claiming that our country is in trouble, it's in turmoil, I'm sitting there going, are you nuts? Where are we in turmoil? I'm going to talk about myself, the business that I'm in, and the clients that I have. And this is no BS. This is all factual. I went over a friend of mine's house and owns a restaurant here in town. He said to me, the biggest mistake that we can make in Nevada is going to a $15 minimum wage. Because right now, his in business is up 25%, but he can't afford to pay the $15 an hour. But his workers, because they're waiters and waitresses and bartenders, et cetera, are all making about $38 to $52 an hour on average with tokes. This is what people don't realize. This is how our industry in Nevada works. People that park cars being paid $9 or $10 an hour make a lot more than $9 or $10 an hour. What happened? The casino started charging for parking on the strip, and the workers started losing money. Why? Because if I'm going to pay for parking, why am I going to give you a tip? You're not entitled to a tip. Let the House pay it. And this is where the Democrats lose sight of reality. The Affordable Care Act, if you remember, was a promise to reduce premiums by $2,500 a year for the average family. We now have premiums over $20,000. And that doesn't count your exposure. This year, me personally, I'm going to spend $25,000 on health care. Between my wife's hospitalization and our premiums, $25,000. That's how bad the Affordable Care Act has impacted my pocket. However, Since the president got elected the last 2 years, my business has risen by 70%. My client, 25. I know construction companies that have exceeded 150% growth, maybe even 200% growth over the course of the last 2 years. Why? The economy is the way it's being run by the president and his administration. The jobs are being brought back into the marketplace. When you look at the cost to get Raiders season tickets, licensing fees, if in fact Elizabeth Warren were to get elected and raise taxes accordingly, as she claims, raise payroll taxes accordingly, as she claims, what do you think is going to happen to the job market? It's going to dry up. Who's going to be able to afford to buy those tickets to go to the Raider games? These are the things that people have to, these are the questions you need to ask the opposition. The other day I was on the doing a radio interview with a young lady who is very liberal. When I asked her questions, she threatened to hang up. Now, it wasn't my show, so I backed away. She claimed that I was rude to her. I listened to that segment. I wasn't rude. She made bold statements about the president that I wanted to question, and she couldn't answer them. And when I brought up the counterparts, the reality, she's trying to tie Trump into Epstein, and we all know that Clinton was with Epstein. And now all of a sudden, Neta Biden came out and said there's no way that this was a suicide, it was a homicide. Now people are getting arrested. There's going to be indictments. The truth be told is we are not being told the truth by the powers that be in the past. Think about this. Think about some of the stupidity of the left right now. Think about how ignorant they have become. You got Joe Biden saying that he told his former president, his partner, I don't want your endorsement. Are you kidding me? How stupid do you think the American people really are? It's an ignorant thought, and this is the reason why the Democrats are going to sink. The impeachment probe was a joke. It was a joke. It was not something that helped the other side. It hurt the other side. The Democrats, I mean, can you look at Shifty Schiff? I call him Turtleneck. He looks like a turtle out of his shell. Can you really look at him and take him seriously? When Sondland came out early last week and spoke, I actually thought, oh my God, there's a smoking gun. Wow. And then the crap got pushed back into the goose, and he restated his point, and he clearly said that the president wanted nothing from the Ukraine. No quid pro quo. But what did you hear on all the news stations? MSNBC right now is in the doghouse with the Democrats. Go figure. But what do we hear on the other stations? All the other news stations are trying their best to slander the president and his current administration. It's the Hearst Chronicles are all, it's yellow journalism all over again. That's all you see and hear on the news. And then you hear Fox News. Oh, they are so pro. They're up Trump's behind. But you know what's ironic? Fox News' ratings is through the roof. You got to ask yourself one question. Why? So let's just assume that only Republicans watch Fox News. I guess the Republicans dominate the voting, the vote count because their numbers are significantly better than everybody else. Or maybe it's because they provide real newsworthy stories, not necessarily the talk shows, the news during the course of the day. Outnumbered is a very good show, but prior to Outnumbered, you have a great news segment early in the early morning with Sondra Smith and company. Then you give Outnumbered, and then you have other shows. You have Charles Payne, who does a great job talking about money. The Fox Network is killing it because they provide the American people what people want to hear, the truth, reality. They don't want to hear smoke being blown, or they don't want to hear filter phrases. I mean, the phrases that is it ironic? Is it me? Or do we hear constantly the phrases by every news network overlapping one another? Bribery, extortion, mafia tactics. Seriously? Are you kidding me? These are the newscasters of the day. Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America should be fired. He sucks. And you couldn't be any more biased. Meet the Press used to be a show that was newsworthy. My wife, I tell her every morning, I'm going to put Meet the Press on because I don't want to meet the press. I hate the press. Leave football on or keep the TV off that Sunday morning. That's a fact. That's what's going on. I mean, Chuck Todd is horrible. President Trump is right. And the only reason his tweets are so powerful is because the left constantly lie, cheat, and steal. And they want to play on his words. They look to pick fights. Produce reality. And then you listen to some of these clowns like Robert De Niro. By the way, if you haven't seen The Irishman, don't. It sucked. It was 3 hours and 9 minutes of ridiculousness. And I love Scorsese movies. I love wise guy movies. I tell you that movie, save your money. It's the reason it's going to Netflix, it was horrible. Trust me. The reason it was so bad, you can't make a 78-year-old look like a 20-year-old or a 25-year-old. It's ridiculous. Joe Pesci was the only character that looked pretty much like himself. And at the end, he got really old, and they made him look terrible. But it's insanity, total insanity. We're going to go to another break. We're going to come back. We're going to open up the phone lines, 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Love to hear from you when we come right back.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it now. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. I've been dealing with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. For many months now, I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I first discovered PIPCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA 702-546-8767 or stop by their Las Vegas office at 7390 West Sahara Avenue. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Tsarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back. Final segment of the first hour of the show. When we come back top of the hour, we're going to be talking about health care, the Affordable Care Act, what you need to do, questions and answers if you have any regarding health care, how I could help you. And then we're going to talk about the last half hour, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and all your and the great memories. I'd like to have you participate in that as well. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232 is the number. You know what's interesting? Under the current administration, fewer jobless people are tapping unemployment benefits. Less people are on food stamps. Think about that. And yet you have a you have people running for office bitching and moaning about, oh, people shouldn't have to work multiple jobs. You know, do you know one of the things that the Affordable Care Act did in fact do when people when that law was passed? It didn't afford health insurance to the masses. What it did is it cut wages. Did you know that? Are you aware of how much money was lost when the Affordable Care Act was passed? Let me progress into it a little deeper. When the Affordable Care Act was passed, full-time jobs were no longer 40 hours, they were 30 hours. A lot of people were working part-time 32 to 34 hours a week. Now, some people think, well, that's considered, that should be full-time. Not necessarily, okay? Especially if you're a kid trying to get your work your way through school. 30 hours here, 30 hours there was considered part-time. You worked weekends. You probably put in 16 hours on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe you worked Friday night, 6 hours. That's like 20 hours, 22 hours. Then you picked up another 8 to 10 hours during the week. That was considered part-time under the Affordable Care Act. That became full-time. So what happened? Those people that were working 40 hours but were getting benefits, but the benefit prices got so dramatic, employers reduced the hours to cover those insurance benefits, let's say down to 32 hours. So hence, you really were paying for the health insurance because you got 8 hours a week less work because you were still full-time. So if you're making $15 an hour, that's $120 a week or $480 a month less you were making, but your employer offered you health insurance. Is that really a good thing? No. But how about that person that was working for 32 to 34 hours that gets cut down to 25 hours because the employer doesn't want to get stuck having to offer benefits? 9 hours for a part-time worker making $10 an hour, $90 a week was a lot of money for somebody working their way through school. At $360 a month was a big deal. What does that equate to? A car payment. And on top of that, you're telling that young person making that, losing that $360 a month, you got to buy health insurance. That's under the Affordable Care Act. You had to buy it at the time or pay a penalty. And a lot of people said, you know, it's kind of ridiculous to think these youth can buy phones, but they can't buy health insurance. Well, let's think about that. Did you really think that the Affordable Care Act brought health care costs down? I mean, how many young people could afford a $5,000 or $6,000 deductible? Or an out-of-pocket of $7,500 or $8,000 and pay $200, $250, $300 a month. What was more important to you when you were a youngster, a car or your health insurance? Getting that money coming in was so important. And then we have all these candidates using these filler phrases to try to win you over. Are they really winning over the American people? Or are the American people waking up? The current polls from Quinnipiac are showing that Elizabeth Warren lost a lot of steam. Joe is steady at 24, which is not an impressive number. Buttigieg is rising. Anybody else going to make a move? Kamala Harris can't get the support from her own community. The black community does not support her. Why? Last week at Morehouse College, a young man from New England, the former mayor, was going to go down there. I think his name is Duvall, good friend of Obama's. Only two people showed up at an all-black college, and I found out firsthand from a friend of mine who was, in fact, a graduate from Morehouse last year, got one of those surprises when he got a gentleman, a billionaire, donated the money to pay for his schooling. You know what he told me? He said, through a friend of mine, the reason that they didn't show up is they didn't want to support him because they support Bernie. Bernie Sanders is not going to bring back a thriving nation. That is not what it's all about. You know, people have to wake up and smell the coffee, and the Democrats have not. They just think that we're going to just tell you how to live, breathe, drink, eat. We're going to tell you how to spend your money. That is not the United States of America that I know. So, I mean, when you look at the various pollsters, and you look at the various comments being made, they're always talking how bad the country is doing. But is it really doing that bad? And Obama just came out, and what did he do? He body slammed them. He said, listen, the country's not ready to be just torn apart. Deval Patrick is a good friend of his who probably would get an endorsement from the president, and he can't draw traction. The Democratic message is really losing steam unless you're talking absolute socialism, which, by the way, 25 to 30% support in the country, because mostly youngsters, because they think the government should be giving them money, not realizing they're going to be taking it all away. That is where we're at. That is the United States of America, and that is not the country we were raised in. I was taught you work hard, you make a few bucks, you pay yourself first, put money aside. And it doesn't work that way any longer. People were living from hand to mouth because they weren't making any money. Under the current administration, we're starting to see a change. And that's the kind of thing that we needed in the United States for a long time. Do you need the government to tell you how to spend your money, how to breathe, how to eat, what to think? We're being brainwashed. It starts at school. That's why Kamala Harris wanted to extend the school hours. So when we come back, top of the hour, we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act, what you need to do, what you need to not understand, where the rate increases are impacting people, and your best plan of attack, how to beat the system and reduce your cost the best way you can. My name is Pat Casale. You're listening to Live and Local Now. So stay tuned for more. When we come back, 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Love to hear from you. We're right back after this.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's Liberty Health.
Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.